Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Three Billy Goats Buenos. I wonder why that word is in Spanish. Do you know what buenos means?
Good.
It's a good name. It does mean good. The story was written by Susan Middleton Ella, and it's illustrated by Miguel Ordonez, and it has something very special in it. A lot of Spanish words. So my friends, if you are working on your Spanish, Español, this book might be helpful because not only does it have a lot of words in Spanish, but it also has a very helpful glossary. So it tells you what the words mean.
And it has a translation
page. Mm-hmm. Super helpful. So let's give it a go and see how we do, shall we? Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Cheepy the chicky.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. There once were three goats, a brotherly trio, who needed to crisscross a fast-moving rio. A rio is a river. But under the bridge lived a grumpy gigante with tootsies as big as a small elefante. Any guesses as to what those things mean?
Troll.
Gigante, yeah, big guy. Giant. And do you know what an elefante means?
Elephant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you could figure that one out on your own, huh? Troll's ojos were glowing. What do you suppose... What are ojos?
Eyebrows.
Her eyes. Mm-hmm. Her nose was a hook. She stopped kids from crossing with one scary look. With three heads together, a mission was planned to get past the grumpiest troll in the land. The smallest goat, Uno, so inteligente, clip-clopped right up to the edge of El Puente.
I know what Uno means.
What does Uno mean?
One.
And what does inteligente mean?
I don't know.
Intelligent. Now, what do you suppose El Puente is? In the picture, we see that the goat is right.
Bridge.
Yep, walking right up to the bridge. Good job. Hey, rolled the troll, her giant head bobbing. You've have some nerve, and soon you'll be sobbing.
Please, said the hoof-shaking tiny cabrito. May I go by in a short momentito?
How many creatures can pass me? Ningunos. You kids will be part of mis desayunos.
My dinner.
Desayuno is breakfast. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Ningunos. What do you think that might mean?
Niños.
Ningunos. None. Zero.
Wait, said the little goat. I'm not sabroso. Try my big brother. He's so delicioso.
Ooh, sabroso. What does that mean, do you think? Sabroso. It means tasty. He's saying, don't try to eat me, sabroso. I'm not good. He says, try my brother because he's delicioso. What do you suppose delicioso might mean? Yeah, delicious.
In fact, my small bones will stick in your dientes. My small bones will stick in your dientes.
What do you suppose dientes are? They're teeth, right? My small bones will stick in your teeth.
Wait till the bigger goat reaches your puente.
That's right, puente is bridge.
He's headed this way to that meadow of grass.
The troll licked her labios. Fine, you may pass.
The little goat crossed to the bank's other lado, then followed his nose to the lush, lovely prado.
All right, labios, what do you suppose those are?
Lick, let's see, the troll is licking her labio. She's licking her lips. See in the picture?
The little goat crossed to the other bank.
The other side, yes, the bank's other lado, side. Very good. And then followed his nose to the lush, lovely prado. What is that?
Prado.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we have a word in English that ends in an O and a do like that. A meadow. And that's exactly what that is. A prado is a meadow. Mm-hmm. Along came the second goat, numero dos.
Halt!
Yelled the troll in her scratchy voice. What is numero dos?
Second.
Number two, yeah. Mm-hmm. And scratchy voice? Voice, right?
Mm-hmm. My meal is before me, here for the taking. See these big chompers? Why aren't you shaking?
Wait, said the middle goat. I'm not sabroso. Try my big brother. He's so delicioso.
The troll rubbed her chin, both whiskered and warty.
I heard a rumor that you'd taste good, shorty.
The goat shook his spotted cabeza.
Not me. These spots will taste bitter. I'm the worst of the three.
The troll licked her labios.
Fine, you may pass.
The goat hurried off to the clover and grass. So what is a cabeza?
Cabeza is...
cabeza?
Body.
Nope. The goat has shook his spotted...
head.
Cabeza. See, very good. And again, the troll is licking her...
lips.
Yeah, her lips. He joined his hermano, the two butted heads. They frolicked and romped like true quadrupeds. Then next came the biggest goat, numero tres.
If the troll lets me by, what will she después?
What will she eat later? What will she eat if she lets me go by? What do you suppose hermano means? Hermano means brother, because you see these guys are three brothers, right? Okay. So here comes number three. And he is wondering if the troll lets him go by, then what is she going to eat later on? Hmm? She'll have passed up all three of the trolls.
And why is she so grumpy?
Trace wanted to know. His gentle eyes noticed the gal's swollen toe. Why, stuck to her foot was a long, sharp espina.
Ay, that must hurt you a lot, mi vecina.
What is a vecina? Ah, you've got a couple of them. One that lives on that side of the house, and one that lives on that side of the house. One that lives over there across the street, and one that lives behind us.
House?
Neighbors. Vecinas are neighbors. But what does she have stuck in her foot? What's an espina? In the picture we can see.
An alley?
That there's something there. What is it? A thorn. Oh, she needs some help. Do you know what I think? I think this third goat, even though he's the biggest, is actually the sweetest. He's worried about what she's going to eat. He's worried about her poor toe. He wants to help her. A big salty lagrima fell from her eye.
Lagrima is here.
Lagrima is a tear. Very good.
No one has noticed. You're the first guy.
The goat called his brothers. This troll needs a remedy. The first guy to notice is the third brother. Mm-hmm.
This troll needs a remedy. Please gather, Bias, to soothe her extremity.
Ooh, oh, that's a really good thought. Yerbas?
Please gather, Yerbas, to soothe her extremity.
Yerbas, what do you suppose those are?
Yerbas?
Herbs. He's wanting to get some medicine for her toe. He sees that looks like it hurts. So we'll pull out that thorn, we'll put some medicine on it, put a band-aid over your toe. You'll feel right as rain in no time. We'll see what happens. Goat Tres pulled the thorn. He used his big dientes. What? That's right. Dientes are teeth. That gal was the happiest troll of all puentes. Puentes are bridges. Mm-hmm. The others found herbs, mashed them up with their teeth, returned to her foot, and put paste underneath. Next, they picked frutas in an orchard nearby.
A gift of manzanas,
she said.
I might cry.
Okay, so what is a frutas?
Fruit.
Correct. And what is a manzana? Very good. The troll's scary cara stopped looking so mean. What is a cara? Cara. Her face. Mm-hmm. And she'd wave to the three as they crossed to the green.
Pass, yuncabritos, and don't pay a toll. We're all amigos,
said their new friend, the troll. Oh, I'm so glad that they were kind to her.
Amigos are friends.
I love that. And friends, yeah, yeah. Basically, I'm so pleased with the choices that these guys made. Isn't that a wonderful way to end a story?
Yes.
Yes.
And that, my friends, is...
The end.
The end. Do you want to say it in Spanish? En final.
En final.
Sí.